You're going to hear from Joseph Hall, who is the new executive director at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. It's like a foggy Saturday morning.
It sure is. It was quite thick this morning when we drove in around 4:30 or so, and it still is out there. As executive director at the Kelly Strayhorn, when did you take over as executive director?
Yeah, my official start date was March 2nd of this year.
What?
So it was about a week and a half before we had to, unfortunately, cancel our in-person programming.
Wow.
It was just such a time to begin this new role.
And if you aren't familiar with the Kelly Strayhorn, they have really, under Janera Solomon's wonderful leadership, established itself, the theater, as the home for vibrant, artistic community activities that really embrace all in a way that's really hard to describe, other than my encouraging you to perhaps go to their website and see some of the work that they're doing. And one of the things you're doing is a benefit. It's called Hotline Ring, a virtual fundraiser, and it's going to benefit a number of organizations that are doing work to amplify voices of people of color and from other groups often not heard from. And I should let you describe it rather than my trying to describe it, since you're the one behind it. What can you tell us about the vision behind the event?
Yeah, thank you. Well, as I was saying, you know, I had about a week and a half in the office before, unfortunately, we had to cancel all of our spring in-person events. And of course, you know, our annual fundraiser, Full Bloom, which would have been on June 6th, landed in, you know, this time frame when all arts organizations are kind of having to shut down the facilities. So, you know, lots of people made the decision to reschedule their fundraisers for fall. Though, unfortunately, we know that, you know, experts are saying there may be another spike in the fall. But we wanted to really stick with a similar timeline and do it before the fall season. So we decided to reschedule our fundraiser for July 16, and really take this time to bring other arts organizations into the fold with us to amplify kind of our voices and our resources. Though we are kind of, our facilities are shut down, we're thinking of this time of a kind of time of abundance. But there are many resources in the world for all folks to share in. So we made the decision to partner with six other arts organizations. All of these arts organizations are either led by or in community with queer, Black, and people of color. And the organizations are One Hood Media. They've been doing a tremendous amount of work with protests in Pittsburgh as part of the Movement for Black Lives. Boom Concepts, they're right down the street from us in Garfield. Braddock Carnegie Library Association. Dreams of Hope, a queer youth theater group. The Legacy Arts Project. Pearl Art Studios. And, of course, the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. So that's a virtual event. It's all online, streaming live. The donations can be given directly to a specific organization or to a shared pool of money that will be distributed among our seven arts organizations. Additionally, with each individual donation, 10% of that always goes back to the shared pool of money. So we want to really, you know, distribute these resources among our groups, cross-pollinate our donors and sponsors, and again, kind of multiply and amplify our work by coming together in this way.
Now, it's going to be July 16th, right? Is the
That's right,
the
July
date
16 from yep, from 5 p.m. to midnight. 7 hours.
Wow.
Of amazing program.
Well, and these are great organizations. I know each of them. One, Hood Media, Boom Concepts,
great.
Dreams of Hope, the Legacy Arts Project, Pearl Art Studios, and Braddock Carnegie Library Association. Joseph, did you come from out of town to take the job at the Kelly Strayhorn, or are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I'm not from Pittsburgh originally. I did move here from New York. I was in New York for about 6 years, but prior to being in New York, I lived in Pittsburgh. I'm not a native Pittsburgher, but I was here from, 2007 mm-hmm. to 2014. And from 2009 to 2014, I worked at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater.
Ah.
So I helped build the Kelly Strayhorn Theater right as we kind of changed our business plan when the former director, Gennara, began in 2008. So I came toward the end of her first year. So that was before we merged with the Pittsburgh Dance Alloy. Before all of that, I was the, I think, third full-time employee.
Well, it's great that you're able to take up the reins. Gennara is a tough act to follow. She brought such great success, and I know you'll do well, too. Again, July 16th is the date. We've linked to the Kelly Strayhorn Theater so that you can make a note of it. The event is called Hotline Ring, a virtual fundraiser, and the benefactors are Braddock Carnegie Library Association, Pearl Arts Studio, the Legacy Arts Project, Dreams of Hope, Boom Concepts, and One Hood Media. Joseph, thanks for being with us. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I just want to add that, we do have programming right now as part of our KST Global Stream. We're doing a lot of conversations and some performances. Our performances are in partnership with City of Asylum, The Show Must Go Online. We just had one last night with D.S. Kinsel and Anna Clinique, who are both part of Boom Concept. And then some of our programming is on Instagram Live and Zoom, but all the information can be found on our website. It's kelly-strayhorn.org.
Thanks so much, and best wishes. Hopefully we'll have you in the studio the next time to talk about things at the Kelly Strayhorn. Thanks, Joseph.
That would be great.
That's Joseph Hall. Thanks, Joseph, from the Kelly Strayhorn Theater.